This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. Supreme Court is agreeing to hear arguments and make a ruling about former President Trump's immunity claims in his election interference case. Trump on Truth Social Wednesday thanked the High Court. His lawyers have argued that Trump's 2020 election challenges were all genuine and within the purview of his role as the nation's chief executive at the time. Prosecutors remain skeptical, alleging Trump became part and parcel in an effort to illegally overturn the 2020 presidential election, while also holding the office of president himself. In his New York civil fraud trial, it's no deal for Donald Trump. USA's John Schaefer.
A New York judge rejected Trump's plea to halt penalties in his civil fraud case while he appeals. The request to suspend the enforcement of over $450 million in penalties was denied on Wednesday.
There is a deal coming together to fund the government for another week or so. The House was expected to vote Thursday on a bill for temporary funding. It pushes the partial government shutdown deadline from this weekend to March 8th. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell announcing Wednesday that he will step down from his GOP position in November, citing the need for the next generation of leadership.
As Ecclesiastes tells us, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose.
At 82 years old, McConnell stated he'll remain in his role until the November elections, but will serve out the remainder of his term, which concludes in January 2027. Former President Trump's being barred from the primary ballot in Illinois, Cook County Circuit Court Judge Tracy Robert wrote in her decision she was compelled to agree with Colorado's state Supreme Court, which ruled to disqualify Trump from the ballot under the Civil War era 14th Amendment anti-insurrectionist clause. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
President Biden headed for Texas and the U.S. southern border the very same day on Thursday as Donald Trump. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
President Biden will travel to Brownsville, Texas to meet with U.S. Border Patrol agents, law enforcement, and local leaders.
Meanwhile, former President Trump set to visit Eagle Pass. The two leaders enter the Lone Star State as Biden's expected to renew a call for Republican lawmakers in D.C. to reconsider the U.S. Senate's bipartisan border security and foreign aid deal. Deal, which Trump opposed. With the Michigan primaries now done and dusted, Super Tuesday is the next date circled in the race for the White House. President Biden and former President Trump both won their party's primaries in Michigan easily Tuesday. While Trump has essentially secured the GOP nomination, Nikki Haley has vowed to stay in the race. Michigan voters explaining why they voted the way they did.
I look to the men to be our leaders.
There's just too much controversy around Trump.
15 states and one U.S. territory will now head to the polls casting their ballots on March 5th, where roughly 40% of Republican delegates will be at stake.
Comedian Richard Lewis has passed away at 76. He died at his Los Angeles residence this week following a heart attack. Lewis had disclosed his battle with Parkinson's disease last year. He notably portrayed a fictionalized version of himself on the popular series Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. And here is the official rise in the consumer price index for Biden's first 3 years in office. You know, we've been told 17%, but like everything that has to do with whether it's Joe Biden or Barack Obama, it always comes with an asterisk, you know? And that means there's an adjustment down the road. And here it is. Sure enough, there's an adjustment. Not 17. Now it's 18%, which is the worst three-year performance since the Jimmy Carter years. The actual prices increase for basic necessities that nearly every family pays is much higher than that since the Biden administration took office. So the pain that you're being subjected to, the pain that Democrats are saying is imaginary, that is not real, we know it's real, okay? We know it flat out. Grover Norquist, speaking of being real, he's really with us. He's the Americans for Tax Reform president, and he joins us now. Grover, good morning. How are you?
Bill, I'm doing well. Good to be with you.
Well, always good. Well, Congress is wrestling, speaking about budgets and our taxes. With the budget, turns out the Fiscal Commission Act really is the tax trap that you warned about.
Unfortunately, it is. This is something that the Democrats have tried a number of times. You remember when they went to Reagan in 1982, and they said, well, it wasn't even the Democrats. It was Bob Dole, the Republican in the
right.
Senate, and the Democrats. And they said, how about if we raise taxes $1, and then we reduce spending by $3, and wouldn't that be great? And Reagan believed that the Republican Senate, the Democratic House, would actually do this, and okay, so it said fine, and turns out the tax increase was real, and the budget cuts not only didn't happen.
Not so much, yeah.
Spending went up higher than was scheduled before. So spending got worse. It's not that it didn't get, we didn't get all three, maybe we got one or two. No, we didn't get any. Taxes went up. Then 8 years later, they went to George Herbert Walker Bush, and they said, oh, if we got a deal for you, we will get, you're a cheaper date. You get $2 of imaginary
right.
spending cuts for every dollar of tax increase. And again with Bush, he got nothing.
Yeah.
He didn't get any spending cuts. Spending went up more rapidly than before, not down. And this is, they've done this a number of times. Mm-hmm. I was in the middle of a negotiation.
And of course, Grover, we know it cost him his reelection.
Yes, he threw away a perfectly good presidency because he trusted the Democrats and they were planning on spending the money. And now there's going to be another commission. And guess who thought this one up, unfortunately? Mitt Romney.
Of course.
He said, this will be good. Put me on the commission. And if you put him on the commission, then that's one Republican vote for tax increases. And this is a very real problem because when they put those big omnibus bills together, this is the kind of thing that if three congressmen said we really want this, then a speaker might go, oh, for crying out loud, we'll have to put it in order to have the votes, and we'll stop it later. That's not always a good bet.
Yeah, no, it never happens that way. Speaking of speakers, real quick, just sidebar here. Mitch McConnell's announcement yesterday.
Yes. I was very interested in how that played out. He's going to be the leader of the House, Senate Republicans, until the election. So this encourages the three, maybe four Republican senators who'd like to be the leader after Mitch McConnell to go out and help elect Republican senators. Because if you help elect one, then that's one more vote for you.
Exactly.
So I'm a big fan of having them compete that way. When you look at what Mitch McConnell did, the biggest thing he did, there are a couple, but let's start with what I think is the biggest. He killed campaign finance reform. The campaign finance reform that the Democrats wanted to put in would make it impossible for the Right to Life Committee to get involved in elections, make it impossible for the NRA to get involved in elections. It would have, and when you look at what they tried to do under Clinton, it would have been taxpayer funding. And labor unions would be able to do anything they want. So it would really, if you thought the 2000 was rigged with some of those mail-in ballots, this would have rigged the campaign financing in a way that would have made it impossible for the Republicans to capture the House or the Senate ever.
Exactly.
And to defund every outside group. Now, good news is we now have judges who were listening to Mitch McConnell. And by the way, the ACLU, okay? Sometimes they're just big liberals. Sometimes they're serious about the First Amendment. And back then, and now on this subject, they're good on the First Amendment. They say you can't stop speech. You can't limit speech. You can't have these regulations. So they were actually an ally way back when. Now they just sort of are screaming at Trump. But every once in a while, they go back to their roots.
They come back to their roots, exactly.
Yeah. And it can even be for religious liberty sometimes. It's amazing. that's not quite as often. But this was a huge win. It changed the trajectory. It made everything that we've done on those issues since then possible. And then the other, of course, is judges. We forget because forgetting is a good thing about a lot of stuff. Otherwise, you just go around angry all day. But back when Obama was leaving, he wanted to put Garland in, and they said, oh, Garland's this big, reasonable, moderate, how awful of Mitch McConnell for not allowing a vote on him. They spent millions trying to destroy Grassley, Republican Grassley in Iowa, and Mitch McConnell held the Republicans together, even though some of them were taking real beatings in the election year. They went after the lady senator from Maine, Susan Collins, and tried to destroy her. The Republicans held, and Mitch McConnell said, we're not having a vote. And then when we did get to have a vote after the next presidential election, people chose somebody other than a Democrat to make the decision. So that's how we got three serious judges who care about religious liberty, who care about the First Amendment, who care about the Second Amendment, who read the Constitution all the way through.
Exactly.
unlike some of the other characters. And that changed the world. For the next 20 years, we move in one direction instead of the opposite direction. And if he hadn't had the guts to do that, and he was told by all the smart people, you can't do this, there was a lot of pressure on, and it, not just on him, but on his friends, other friends in the Senate. The people who have to elect him leader were getting beat on the head. You know, they might go, hey, guy, you're my leader, but, really? Do I have to walk the plank here? Nobody lost their job. But do remember, Garland, the most corrupt political attorney general in memory, now that he's the attorney general for Biden, they wanted to put him on the court and claim he wasn't a political activist. He was. Is.
Yeah, clearly he is. I mean, and some of it, and we've reported on this before, is that, some of his orneriness and his actions seem to be payback. I mean, he wants to get even here, right?
Yes.
I'm just saying. I mean, you decide for yourself, but because some of the things that he's doing here are just incomprehensible. And that's the only thing that makes sense to me is that, look, I'll teach you not to put me on the Supreme Court.
It smells like that.
Just saying. All right, Grover Norquist continues with us. We've got to go to a quick break. Stay with us, America. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
And independent, just the way you like to hear from us. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Grover Norquist, the president of Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, real quick, regarding the Hunter Biden inquiry behind closed doors, you know, I think the thing that you know, after we go through all these exercises and you hear, you know, the likes of Jamie Raskin and other Democrats yelling and screaming that there's nothing there there, I think what's missing is maybe, you know, the Republicans need to match up the anger and the volume. And I know it's outside of their character because most Republicans want to be reasonable. They respect their constituency and say, okay, I can lay the facts out to you. But the headlines are the ones that are captured by the left, and it's loaded with anger and just flat out lies. And you know, here it is. You've got all this evidence, which the Democrats say there's no evidence. They need to find somebody, I think, with such passion, some unquestionable passion, to lay out the facts and do it in such a dramatic way that can win the day. Because it's like, you know, the Republicans come out, they lay the case out there and say, wow, that's pretty convincing. We got a lot of stuff here. We got 20 shell companies. We got, you know, millions of dollars, you know, passing, you know, from the Chinese, Ukraine. Of course, good old Ukraine, which we already have a quid pro quo and Joe Biden on tape. But obviously, the media wants us to forget what Joe Biden said with such defiance. You know, well, we got he didn't last very long. Sure enough, you know, they fired him because they wanted that $1 billion rescue plan, you know, that he had control of, and he was holding it over them because he was the prosecutor was looking up the skirt of one Hunter Biden, and he didn't appreciate that. So anyway. All that evidence is just to the wind, and maybe it's all, after everything is all said and done, it's a lot to do about nothing, because after it's, you know, because it seems to be that Democrats, though you catch them red-handed, you know, you found the gun, the body is lying there, the DNA is on them, and somehow there's plausible deniability and they get away with murder.
Well, I think the good news is the American people aren't buying the idea that there's nothing to see here. And it's common sense that if one party says, let's have an open hearing, and the other party says, there's nothing to see here and we insist it be in a closed hearing. Really? I think it's pretty easy to tell who's lying. That if somebody says there's absolutely nothing at all, it's just a waste of time. Okay, I'll waste my time and watch it. It's a little bit like what you get with the global warming debate. They're the people who say the argument that global warming is, you know, going to destroy everything very quickly, and it's man-made, and we know all, you know, all these things. Okay, well then let's debate it. Oh, can't be debated. Well, if somebody were to say to me, I think low taxes are a bad idea, I'd say I'll debate you anytime, anywhere. I'd love to debate you in public on that.
Right.
Because I think I can make a very good case that taxes actually have a big impact on killing people's jobs. Mm-hmm. And the person who says I won't debate is the one who knows they're lying.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, they know they're lying. They know they don't have the goods. They really can't, you know, and that has been the problem with the Democratic Party. That's why they can't. They've embraced this cancel culture. They don't want to have a debate. Joe Biden, you know, he's going to do everything he can to skirt any kind of one-on-one debate with Donald Trump, and doing everything right now. He's hoping upon hope that somehow they're able to execute a kneecapping death blow to the president so that he cannot run in 2024.
One of the things that's happened here with that case in New York, which confused me because somebody said that, you know, the president was cheating somebody in business, and that's why we're going after him. Trump was cheating someone. Okay, well, who is he cheating? Well, nobody thinks they were cheated.
Exactly.
Well, then what's the crime? Nobody got up and said, he sold me a building, and he told me it was worth $2 million, and it's only worth $1 million, and I'm mad, you know, because he told me there were seven stories, and there were only three, and I missed that. And so, in point of fact, there was nobody who made a complaint. You know, they didn't even have a silly complaint to make.
Well, the bank said we gave him a loan. We checked it out. All our inspectors who do this for a living, they checked it out. They said, yes, he's worthy of the loan. He honored the loan. He paid the debt. Where's the harm?
Right. There was no harm. But here's where the harm actually is. It's to New York. There's a great article that Richard Rahn did. He writes a column for the Washington Times. You might have him on sometime. He's really, he was the head chamber of commerce and economist for years. I worked with him. And he was quoting New York insurance companies saying we're not going to be insuring anymore for businesses that work in this zone. If they can come in and do this to Donald Trump, who was a businessman for decades there, they can do this to anyone. We can take our business and do other states. And people who were building in New York, I'm not building anything new in New York. This, and they've already, they go through this. Some of the prices have already dropped as a result. This is a huge damage to New York, who, as several people point out, used to have the cleanest judges. That's why people felt comfortable doing business in New York. Why was the National Rifle Association incorporated in New York? That doesn't make any sense. They don't live in New York. They live in D.C. They live in Texas. But that's where you could feel comfortable that people wouldn't cheat you. And just as Delaware had a reputation for having serious judges that weren't going to, you know, play politics. And now we're finding out that Delaware is messing with Elon Musk and telling him how to run his company. Well, I'm sorry, that's political. He's not exactly, you know, his company's not falling apart.
Well, it's like Enron. Here's Enron, you know, from his judge's seat, claiming like he knows everything about real estate. And he's so ignorant, obviously, with some of his responses. It's like, this guy's an embarrassment. I mean, he needs to be disrobed.
Well, I think it'll be a problem for him when it gets appealed, because the question will be raised, I'm sorry, who cheated who? What are we talking about? And why did you choose to do this? When you start deposing people, the prosecutors, as to why they did something like this, this is a real political hit. We talked earlier about the ACLU sometimes being good, sometimes being just left wing. The ACLU there's another case. They're trying to destroy the NRA because they were incorporated in New York, the same way they're going after Trump. And in the case in New York, they were going after the NRA. The ACLU is defending it and taking it to the Supreme Court, saying this was a targeted attack. The person who went after them ran a campaign, said, elect me prosecutor, I will go destroy the NRA. Did not say, I have it on good authority, there's a problem. Just, I will destroy them. I'll find something. You couldn't get on a jury having said something like that before a trial, right? You can't be on the... You're obviously biased. How could you possibly be the prosecutor?
Exactly. But the people who vote, though... Exactly, but the people who vote, Grover, have got to realize the consequences of this, because they go ahead and they elect these people into office, and it destroys them. I mean, they're already on the verge of bankruptcy, and you got all these businesses that are packing their bags and getting out of there, even though Kathy Hochul's going, hey, wait, this isn't about you, it's only about Donald Trump. Oh my goodness, let's make it even more obvious and talk about targeted prosecution here.
And now you have to wonder if you're in real estate in New York that they could go after you too. So it's not necessarily that there'll be lots of trials. There'll be lots of threats.
Oh, yeah.
You better give us money or we can do this to you.
This is like mafia stuff, isn't it, Grover?
Well, it's third worldish is what it is. I mean, it's not the stuff you expect to see in a major American city.
Yeah, but I gotta imagine the mafiosos are going, and they're calling us bad guys.
Yes, that's right. The mafia doesn't make that. They just make the towels that they clean are so expensive.
Oh my gosh. I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is your government. It's a government up for by we the people. Do not let it go. You've got to hang on and fight the good fight. Grover Norquist, President for Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, how can people be in touch and be in the know, because knowledge is power?
Our website is her.org, her.org, and I tweet at Grover Norquist.
Check it out. Grover Norquist, thank you, sir. Take care. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with Wellvine Chardonnay Mark. from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
USA News Update. There's a deal coming together to fund the government for another week or so. The House expected to vote Thursday on a bill for temporary funding. It could face tough sledding in the U.S. Senate, though.
I ask my colleagues to stay flexible and be ready to act quickly when the time comes.
Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer speaking on the floor Wednesday. The deal pushes the partial government shutdown deadline from this weekend to March 8th. Republicans in the U.S. Senate will be finding a new leader come November, because Mitch McConnell will be stepping aside. He made the announcement on the Senate floor Wednesday saying it's time for a new generation of leadership. He will serve out the rest of his Senate term until January 2027. And former President Trump is being barred from the primary ballot in Illinois. For now, it was the ruling of Cook County Circuit Court Judge Tracy Roberts in Illinois on Wednesday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to be talking about Little Mango in a Big World with Teresa Jansen. She empowers the weary, worried, and wounded to experience God's radical abundance in work, life, and relationships. She's an international speaker, author, coach, and host of the Radical Abundance Podcast. Teresa, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. Great to be here.
So you having fun at NRB this year?
I am. It's a happening place for sure.
Well, it's always fun. We get like-minded people who are interested in Jesus and what God is doing, and we come together for an annual convention at the National Religious Broadcasters, and it's always a special time.
That's right, for sure.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Little Mango in a Big World. Tell us about it, and what motivated you to write this book?
Well, I wrote the book in a really unusual circumstance, and maybe I'll get to that story in a minute. But the main motivator to even addressing this topic is that I figure if you can talk to kids about hard things, you can talk to just about anyone about hard things. And the book is really designed as a discussion starter to help big people talk to other people about important topics such as poverty and vulnerability, how we view other people based on their circumstances, and how we view ourselves based on our circumstances. And really driving home the idea that everybody is created to do something. Everyone has potential inside. We call it mango potential.
Right. Exactly. I love that. Yes, exactly. Mango potential in the mango tree home, right?
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so tell us more about you know, this concept and how you landed upon it. I mean, this is a great. I love the concept. I love what you've done here.
Well, yeah, I was living in South Sudan. My husband and I have just moved back to the United States, but I've been in South Sudan for about 10 years. Mm. And I was at an event that was taking place at an orphanage called Nile Orphan Care. And it was supposed to be a fundraiser event, and they invited all these big wigs, and all the kids were there. But the weather was terrible, so terrible, that the guest of honor speaker did not show up. And so the manager of the orphanage, he came to me and he whispered in my ear, he said, "The guest of honor speaker is not here. You are now the guest of honor speaker." And so I looked around and saw just a handful of adults, but there were 600 kids. Oh. And I thought, what message could I give? I used to tell my children a story about an acorn that went on a series of misadventures, but I knew these kids, they had never seen an acorn and didn't know what an oak tree was. So I changed the story to be about a mango and told the story about a mango that ends up in the world too soon and without the protection of the adults. Children should have protection of adults in their life. Mm-hmm. And the story goes on, though, to eventually she's nurtured and cared for, and she ends up making a difference and changing her world. And that's the story in general.
You know, you touched on something, Teresa, today that we all need to hear, and that is that children should be protected by adults.
That's right.
Right? I mean, and this is where we are right now in this upside-down world where evil is called good and good is called evil.
Right.
Everything's been turned on its head, and we've abandoned that core principle that it came from God himself, and that is that we should be protecting our children. And we need to hear that. We need to hear that and embrace it passionately like never before, because we've been groomed. Just like our kids are being groomed to think in a certain way, our generation has been groomed to think that our kids are independent, they can take care of themselves, and we can just be about our fun and happiness, and somehow the family will take care of itself, right? What a big lie.
Right. Yeah, it is a big lie. And the idea that the school system will take care of our children, or that the politics or the government or the culture, and these are the things that are really impacting and influence our children, whereas it should be in the home. But in this broken world, kids oftentimes end up outside of the shelter of a loving, protective home environment. And then I really appreciate those ministries that come alongside the kids in those really difficult situations. And that's why I donate the proceeds of this book. All the proceeds are donated to ministries serving vulnerable children.
Wow. Well, and here we are. I mean, not just here in America, but around the world, as you say, in your experience, is our kids are vulnerable every, you know, at every turn. And so, you know, so what are we going to do about it? You know, that's the question, because adults need to step up. First of all, we need to realize that we've participated in this. We've been too casual, and we need to up our game and, you know, repent and ask God for wisdom on how we can recover and redeem this time, because by his grace and mercy, we can do that, because God doesn't want any of his creation to perish, and especially for lack of knowledge. And we can be thankful, you know, as the Bible says, we can be thankful for all things, and we can be thankful for COVID, because COVID really pulled back the veil on a lot that we were unaware of and taken for granted. And so it's been a real eye-opener, but it's like, okay, now that you know, what are you going to do about it?
That's right. That's right. And because we are in a place of real privilege, relative privilege in the United States and comfort, and we, especially those of us who have children in a safe and loving home, that's a privilege. So what are we going to do about kids and people who are in these extremely vulnerable situations? And it begins with a conversation.
Mm.
Well, but it doesn't stop there.
No, exactly. I mean, there needs to be action. I mean, this is, again, when you realize what the problem is and that we're all part of it, we've participated in this, and, you know, the culture, it seems that, you know, God brings us a solution when we need it most. And we're hanging from, you know, the last part of the limb, and the limb is bowing and about ready to snap. And that's when we can, you know, really look, because time and time again, God, again, lets us get out to that point to where we can realize and understand what we're dealing with, and then the solution comes. It's kind of like Charles Finney used to say that a revival happens when it's most needed. And I'm saying,
I think
we're right there, God. We really need this, because that's really the opportunity, is that God will work through His people, and but we need to be, you know, just as you've experienced in your ministry, we need to be willing agents to participate in what God intends to do right now. Because even, you know, some people might say, well, you know, I look at the signs and I see that. In my own understanding, we're in the last of the last days, and Jesus is coming, so I can put my heels up on the desk, and you know, I'll just sit here and wait for Him. I don't think so.
That's right.
Right?
Right. Right, exactly. You know, sometimes, Bill, I think that people think that the issue is so big and the problem is so big that we as individuals can't do much about it. But I really disagree with that, because God places people in our path each and every day, and especially if we ask Him to, if we say, mm-hmm. Lord, send someone in my path today for whom I can make a difference. And He will. He absolutely yes. will, and probably already has. And mm-hmm. so whether it's a vulnerable child, or whether it's the mother of a child, or if it's our own children or our own grandchildren, those people end up in our path. What do we do about it? And how can we nurture and encourage and protect those vulnerable people that God places in our path? It makes a difference, one life at a time.
You know, Teresa, the other thing I look to is, you know, God's Spirit saying, what's the word? What is the mm-hmm. word that person needs to hear? Mm-hmm. That word that comes from heaven, that as God says, He sends forth its word and it finds its mate. And that's where we are. You know, people are lost. They're looking for that word that will match and hit that part of their spirit and their very soul that will give them the encouragement and get them back on the right track. May it be so. And, you know, Teresa, again, congratulations on the book, Little Mango in a Big World. The book available at all the usual places, I get it, right?
Yes, absolutely. Anywhere you normally buy books.
And how can people be in touch with your ministry?
Yeah, TeresaJansen.com is the easiest way to find me, and or Radical Abundance.
There it is. Teresa Jansen, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only-CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Let me tell you a story about Bill.
Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Dr. Ted Baer, we got him up early, and he's joining us live this morning. He's the founder publisher of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and I'm on my cell phone because I usually do it in my office.
But I know, and it's such a blessing, and I told you I was going to see you at NRB. I was going to come and hug your neck, and that's all about the time. That's all about the time we had between the two of us going in, you know, 50 different kinetic directions, right?
Well, you know, my wonderful assistant Maggie books me solid, which is what she's supposed to do. And I
now, was your son there with you, by the way?
My son was there, and Michael Howell was there, and Chris Wall was there.
Oh, wow.
It was a wonderful, wonderful time, and we enjoyed it immensely.
But I saw your son passing. Wait, real quick, I'm sorry to interrupt you here, but the reason I mentioned your son, because I saw him passing, and I felt like a little bit like Moses when, you know, God was passing him. I just saw his back.
No. He's my son. Okay, you got the wrong God.
I'm just saying, it just like was such a flash, and I know because it gets so crazy at NRB, and and everybody was around you. You're like the rock star. You know, you walk in the room, you suck all the oxygen out, and everybody is, you know, around you. But I said I gotta at least come up and hug you. I told you I would, so I'm glad.
Well, there are two people that don't think I'm important. You know who they are: me and God. God's right all the time. But I do love you, and you're much more important because you're doing this show. Can you hear me? That's my big question.
Well, yes, I can. Okay. I can hear you loud. I can hear you loud and clear. It's not a problem. But anyway, we got. So speaking of NRB, any highlights that you want to reference? I mean, it's always good fun when you get people of like mind together and to talk and reconnect and realize that we're not total lunatics, right?
Yeah, the best thing that I experienced at NRB was my son's talk on filmmaking and AI. And the second best thing was my talk on how to make a low-budget movie that will succeed at the box office. Now, I'm talking about success like Hollywood terms, a couple hundred million dollars, not like little Christian distributors, which I love, but they're only making $5, $10, $15 million, which is not enough to cover the light bulb charge.
Exactly. Well, you know, but you got to start somewhere, Ted, right?
Well, the problem is I think people don't know how easy it is to break into the mainstream. And when we did our gala, we had so many people there, like heads of Amazon, heads of Netflix. And a year ago, the head of Amazon was giving us, one of the heads, the head of production, was giving his testimony. So, you know, it's not like, I think it's like going to the major leagues. And people are afraid. It's like rookie. You know, the movie Rookie, which is so long ago that only you and I remember it. But it's a great movie made by a great friend of mine. And it's the fear of failure that keeps us from reaching. That's why I teach the How to Succeed in Hollywood class. You can succeed in Hollywood. And we've seen people take the class. You know, one of them was there at the NRB. He rewrote a script within a month. We vetted the script. And Tom and Ron Howard gave him a two-picture deal. And the first one aired on MGM Plus. Now, he had spent 18 years as, you know, part of the Christian world. But now he's made the number one movie on MGM Plus that has an explicit gospel message. Not only does it have an explicit message, it's got Billy Graham in it with, you know, it's a documentary. So it's got him. And so why not go to MGM instead of going to, you know, somebody who can't reach a big crowd?
Exactly. And doesn't have the resources there to support, you know, the idea that you have. Why not just, as you say, trust God? Trust God to direct your path, right?
That's it. You've got to trust God, but you've also got to learn the craft. You know, as I tell everybody who takes my class, there's one wonderful person back east, very wealthy, very involved with the major Christian network, and she made two bad films and a bad TV series. I love her, so I shouldn't say that. And I love her husband, you know, so I'm not being salacious. And I said, my granddaughter is saying goodbye to me and giving me a big hug.
Oh, yes.
So I said to the woman, have you ever taken a film class? And she said, no, I downloaded it from God. And I said, so God is a lousy filmmaker? And if God tells us to learn, to study, to show ourselves approved, get wisdom, to get knowledge, I'm quoting now, to get understanding. So what's wrong with learning your craft before you start trying to make a, you know, a rocket? You know, I've worked for NASA as a research engineer on rockets. So you got to learn your craft before you do that.
Exactly.
You can't just go in with paper clips and scotch tape unless you're in the movie Apollo 13.
Exactly. Whole other story. Hey,
we've
couple
covered
of
a lot of stuff here this morning.
I know we are. We're making the most of it. You know, I got you here live up early in the morning. I mean, we're kissing granddaughters goodbye, and in the middle of all this good, fun family stuff, we get to talk about the movie Dune Part 2, huh?
Yeah, Dune Part 2 is, you know, a movie to be reckoned with. It's absolutely terrific. It's a friend of mine produced it. They've added some Christian content because I read the books, and everybody in the office has read the books. And so, you know, my friend, who is one of the heads of the Legendary Pictures, did it with the last one. He did the scene with Dune Part 1 where the Duke tells his son, you know, you're destined to be Duke. And the son says, I don't want to. And he says, well, whether you want to or not, I'll always love you because I love you. And he put in these scenes just for us. Oh, I'm very happy. It's a big movie. It's practically perfect. Many reviewers are calling the best science fiction. Now, you know, Frank, the author of the book, was a little bit anti-Christian. That's why they put some Christian stuff in. But there's some of his anti-Christian that's still there. And he was very pro-Muslim. So they talk about the Mahdi, which is the Muslim savior. Actually, it's played down, but you'll notice it. It's a great movie. And why I said it's a problem, I mean, everything about it is great. And it's a problem because next week, our friends at Angel Studios are bringing out Cabrini, which is a great movie. But they can't possibly go against Dune because Dune is a mammoth. They're expecting a $500 million worldwide opening this weekend. In fact, you know, much of my office is going tonight to the first night. So it's going to explode, and it's going to suck all the boxes. What I said at the NRB, and I'm going to say it to you, is I'm glad there's so many good Christian films. I talked to Alejandro You know, I did an interview with him. You probably did an interview. I've known Alejandro since he started.
Right.
I love him dearly. I knew him before he started, and we had a great interview. And his financier is a good friend of mine. But these studios, see, in Hollywood, you only release 5 movies a week. Why do you release 5 movies a week? Because the audience, nobody goes to 5 movies.
Exactly.
One of the movies will succeed. 2 will do okay, and 2 will fail. Now, Christians don't understand that it's a law of supply and demand. You cannot release, 50 movies. There's a great movie out now, Ordinary Angels. It's not doing well because you cannot just keep releasing and releasing and releasing. It's almost like...
That's a great movie.
Yes, it is a great movie. But distribution is king.
Mm-hmm.
60% of a movie is marketing. I teach all this. I get heads of studios to come teach at the Hollywood How to Succeed in Hollywood class. So I said during my talk, if only we could get Christian studios to look at the calendar of movie releases. And we know a year in advance because Hollywood starts promoting their movies a year in advance. Dune has been promoted for a whole year and a half.
Right.
And there's a whole formula for this. You have to have 50% of the country know about the movie 6 months in advance, and you've got to have 90% 1 month in advance. And if you don't have that, you're going to fail. So Christians, and the guy who financed Gabrini, a good friend of mine, kept calling me, and I said, there's no advertising. This was 2 months out. He had to convince them to do advertising and marketing, besides paying them to do it. So they still have to learn their craft. They hit it, big with Sound of Freedom, which we gave an award to, and you won't find out about that until next week at 8 p.m. Eastern time on the Great American Family Channel.
So breaking news here right now, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting from
I slipped.
Yeah,
Don't repeat it.
We'll try and edit that out. I doubt. No, we're live. We can't edit anything out. So we got about a minute and a half left. 47 Days with Jesus.
47 Days with Jesus starts a little slow, but it's very good, and it's about a father who's neglecting his family, and I think many Christian fathers can relate to that. And his wife is angry at him, and finally he realizes his father, the grandfather, me, is reading the stories of Jesus to the children, and it's being dramatized. Beautiful movie. By the way, one of our, our co-host for the Movie God Awards, Danica McCullough, loves Bible Recap. I love Bible Recap. Read the articles on MovieGod.org. Sometimes they're even better than the reviews.
Well, and also, you've got the story of Reacher on there too, right?
Right, and he was depressed. He was going to go, and his faith brought him through. God brought him through. Listen, I understand that. My mother died when I was young. I went into a period of self-destruction. I did not know Jesus. I grew up in the entertainment industry. 4 people, women who came to Christ, who Billy Graham led me to Christ, and God took all that away from me, all the negative behavior. Well, no, I guess some he's been cleaning up for a long time, including my conversations with you.
We're still in process, Dr. Ted Baer, both of us. Thank you so much, as always. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.